is nothing more inspiring than a woman being unapologetically herself.
The answers are all in your heart.
She's waiting.
She's waiting.
She's waiting for you to set her free.
Welcome to Be You Podcast. I'm Jill Herman, and I am so glad you're here. I was broke, insecure, and craved approval. But with grit, hustle, and sacrifice, I still built a successful multi-million dollar business. 10 years in, burnout, I slowed down and looked inward. In that silence, I discovered that the same level of success could have come to me with much less effort and so much more joy. That's when I threw out the expectations of the world and chose to unbecome every single thing I thought I was supposed to be. And the real me was uncaged. It was far from easy. And in this podcast, I'll offer my entire journey as a roadmap so that if you're ready, you can finally be you. Hey, it's Jill. Welcome to Be You Podcast. So I am going to read to you a little ditty that I wrote for 4A Magazine. I want to thank them. This is the second time they have asked me to submit a piece for them. The issue is really, really good. There's a link to it in the show notes. You'll notice that it's a little different than what I'm reading. They had to edit some of my piece out just for space. But it's a really, really, really good issue about renewal. And mine is called Bloom or Blooming. And I'm writing about why some people hold themselves back when they have the desire to reinvent themselves in any capacity. Why some people act on that. Our response when we see other people doing that, again, whether it's a small change like changing their hairstyle or changing the way they eat, or a huge change like, let's say, a divorce or maybe something with regard to their faith or their career. And this is it. So here we go. And the day came when the risk it took to remain tight inside the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Anais Nin. Have you ever wondered why and how some people make big, courageous changes in life and others spend their life dreaming of change yet never take the leap? And why do some who haven't embraced self-renewal not crave it? Why are certain people able to change, shape-shift, evolve, and reinvent themselves over and over again? Expansion creates more expansion. Once we become familiar with being uncomfortable, welcome looking bad, embrace making mistakes, and practice being a novice, it becomes our new zone of comfort. It goes from feeling painful to being our norm, kind of like an ice bath for the soul. It sounds awful and it feels awful, but the payoff causes us to desire it more and more often. And although it never gets easy, it does, in fact, get easier. And in turn, remaining in the realm of what we've always known without an awakening or an unexpected plot twist in this play we call life, we will likely stay close to home base. We've all seen the occasional LinkedIn update when someone has gone from banker to chef or announces the end of an era as an attorney and a fresh plan to become a pilot, and it usually triggers one of four responses, none of which are wrong, and all being a mismatch of internal subconscious dialogue, protective parts, patterns, masks, and stories that we've been told, adopted and adapted, about success and the rules of society. And then in this article, I go on to list the four, in my opinion, likely responses that we have when we see someone, for example, in this example on LinkedIn, announcing a big change. Okay, so here's the first one. What? Why? Their announcement lands like a record scratch. We feel confused rather than inspired, perhaps even annoyed. It feels as if we all got the memo to dress in cocktail attire and some random cowboy decided to go rogue and show up in jeans, and we don't like it. Another possible response. Wow, amazing. I wish I could be that bold. Admiration, celebration, yet a block to seeing ourselves switching gears with such creative license. A lens of scarcity with a splash of not fair. So we go back to our script and play out the role we've been committed to for years and call it adulting. Listing another response. That was unexpected. I have zero desire to do that myself, but good for him. I'm happy where I've planted myself. Now back to my post. We're either thriving where we are in life and have no fear of change. We welcome renewal, yet don't feel the desire for it at this time, or we are in a state of blissful denial. Happy enough. Either way, the rebirth of another neither inspires us nor triggers us. We're basically Switzerland. And the last possible response to seeing someone announce a huge life change. I'll have what she's having. Yes, let's go. If she can do that, I can reinvent myself too. That is so inspiring. We see their leap as a permission slip for our own liberation. We witness them throwing out the expectations of the world, ditching the script, switching lanes, and their fire ignites our own. The embers just got a big dose of oxygen and it's game on. Now back to our initial question. Why do some of us crave renewal and choose it after years of seeing it as background scenery? And why do others create multiple iterations of themselves, whether in career, health, relationships, or passions? There are humans who appear to find their purpose early in life only to realize one day that it has become a skin they need to shed in order to gain access to their true calling. And shed they do. They willingly step into uncertainty, welcome discomfort, ignore the whispers and rotten tomatoes from the peanut gallery and jump without a net. The blooming is what they crave. And the safety of what they've always known feels like a straitjacket and a weighted blanket covering their entire being, including their soul. Some experience this late in life and we call it a midlife crisis. Could it be a midlife awakening? Others experience several rebirths and new versions of themselves that show up as going from a social drinker and a daily smoker to becoming a health coach who does triathlons, or a religious ICU nurse with no training in business who files for divorce at 40, builds an online wellness empire, and later leaves both careers behind to launch a podcast and announce herself as a homemaker at 52. No matter the details, the hidden treasure these embracers of change discover that they could never have seen coming is the revelation of previously unknown gifts and talents. A VIP all-access pass that didn't exist prior to taking the leap because it simply couldn't live in the previous atmosphere. The old soil was an environment that couldn't sustain this species of flower. And the most interesting part is that the person who chose the unfamiliar reinvention of who they once were doesn't know that this gift will appear until they go through the process of renewal. It's the courage and the choice and the commitment to growth that waters the seed and shines light on the hidden talent. And everyone has these unknown gifts. Everyone. Not everyone will discover them, however. So why do so many of us choose to stay in bud form? Most of us resist change and choose to stay where it feels safe. Whether we admit it or not, we like what's predictable. We like what feels familiar, even if we don't realize where the familiarity originates. We are literally hardwired to choose a familiar hell over an unfamiliar heaven. It's not just a clever saying on Pinterest, it's true. That reliable job, even if it's unfulfilling, the relationship where there's never been a disagreement, even if passion and connection are absent, the career we easily excel in, although not the career we secretly dream of, the bustling city we know like the back of our hand, even if we've always dreamed of living in the country, we choose anything and everything that doesn't trigger us or challenge our paradigm. Our nervous system is constantly on high alert for danger, and that's a good thing, a gift from our creator. If a predator is chasing me, I want to be able to sense it and kick my body into high gear and run faster than I've ever run. Yet the funny part is that the brain will flag anything that is unknown as dangerous, something to fear. What feels familiar is seen as safe. So if a boring, unfulfilling career or a lackluster friendship or poor health and an empty savings account feels familiar, hello, childhood trauma and repressed memories, we will choose that over and over and over again, even if it makes no logical sense to our brilliant mind. You see, the part of our brain making these judgment calls is the subconscious brain. It's driving the bus while the conscious brain has no idea who's in control. Similar to an iceberg, about 5% of our thoughts are above the surface of the water, leaving about 95% hidden below. When we choose pain and loss, mediocrity and unfulfillment over the opposite, it's our subconscious brain choosing what is familiar and calling it safety, even if it feels like a living hell. So is staying where we are a sign of failure? Can we not have a happy life if we don't ditch our 9 to 5, revamp our wardrobe, take up playing an instrument at 40, or suddenly swap our favorite fast food for grass-fed beef and organic garden veggies? You are the only one who can answer that. Your life is not a conference call. You do you. And if you're even contemplating this topic, I am certain there's a change a-coming if you're willing to allow yourself to welcome it. You don't have to take a loud, noticeable leap without a net for it to count. Incremental changes, baby steps, dipping your pinky toe in the pool of renewal will absolutely lead to your edges. Those steps are a rebirth. Take credit for them. Changing the hairstyle you've been rocking since high school, signing up for ballroom dancing lessons, learning a new language, these are expansion and rebirth. Remember, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Action is action. Here's a loving reminder. Your nervous system will not be happy when you shake things up. You'll notice resistance. You may even notice self-sabotaging behavior rear its ugly head. One of my favorite authors, Gay Hendricks, calls it upper limiting, and it can take on many shapes and forms. Twisting our ankle the very day that we are set to start a new fitness class, spilling our coffee on our new suit as we walk into the interview for our dream job. Welcome it all. There are parts of you from childhood that want to keep you small and close to home plate. Heck, most of your family and friends do too. You needed these protective parts, the perfectionist, the procrastinator, the comedian, the worrywart, when you were a child, but now you are an adult, so you can thank them for the interference and remind yourself that you are in the driver's seat of your life. Thank them for wanting to keep you safe, then only if you choose so, bid them farewell. So remember that uber religious nurse who shocked everyone when she filed for divorce at 40, built a business generating millions in annual revenue with no sales or marketing experience, and then walked away from all of it to become a podcaster and a homemaker in her 50s? She was never running from anything. She was running towards something. Her comfort zone morphed from certainty, fear, scarcity, and loss to truth, love, freedom, joy, trust, and growth. She accessed it by constantly embracing total uncertainty, the unknown, with complete faith that whatever she felt called toward was calling for her. She got quiet enough to hear the whispers of her soul and the song of her heart. The loud voice of insecurity became static. The opinions of the world were muted, and she used her internal compass without outsourcing her worth for approval. She embraced failure, welcomed defeat, volunteered to be a novice over and over again. And I allowed myself to fully bloom in new gardens, knowing that every new iteration brings with it a death, but more importantly, rebirth. With every renewal, whether it's reading instead of watching TV, breathing consciously instead of scrolling, learning or unlearning, I am wiser, stronger, and more grounded in love. I'm fully me while grateful for all of the women I once was. So the next time you witness someone starting anew, pay close attention to what it stirs inside of you or doesn't. Wisdom leaves breadcrumbs. If you adjust your eyes, you will see them. And you can follow them or not. No rush, no rules. They will keep showing up as a never-ending invitation to bloom.